The other one is, some of you are trying to translate the Ghazal of Rumi. Over there, I'm really concerned about the form. Because Ghazal, again, if you look at my book, the first thing you notice, equal lines, you see. Physically, even, they try to make it, and there are some words that they are extended. There are some extension line to fit it in, because even visually they wanted to see that equality over there. And equality comes from where? You remember the music of this one. For example, بتن با ما بدل در مرغزاری فعولاتون فعولاتون فعولات تتن تن تن تتن تن تن تتن تن or درام رام رام درام رام رام درام رام. These are the musicality. This will be repeated in all of them. Listen carefully. All will be sung, or has to be sung, with the same musicality. That's one of the sources that will make the old Iranian music because you will hear something repeated. Some melody, which was the ta-tam-tam-tam-ta-tam-tam-tam-ta-tam-tam, repeatedly, again and again and again. If the Ghazal has 10 verses, you will hear that melody 20 times following each other like a chain. Okay, the verse is this, the poem. بتن با ما بدل در مرغزاری چو در بند شکاری تو شکاری بتن اینجا میان بسته چون نایی به باطن همچو باد بیقراری تنت چون جامعه قواس بر خاک تو چون ماهی روش در آب داری در این دریا بسی رگهاست صافی بسی رگهاست کن تیرست و تاری صفای دل از آن رگهای صافیست بدان رگ پی بری بدان رگ پی بری چون پر براری در آن رگ ها تو همچون خون نهانی و انگشتی نه هم تو شعر داری از آن رگ هاست بانگ چنگ خوش رگ ز عکس و لطف زاری است زاری ز بحر بیکنان است این نواها که می غرد به موج از بیکناری. What did you hear? Repetition of one musicality. Okay, should we have the same thing when it is translated to English? Nobody would say yes. No, don't worry, nobody would say yes, because it's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible, but it's very difficult. Because I know one guy who's done it with Yunus Emre poems. He's kept the 11-syllable structure in English and in
version. A lot of difficulties and missing a lot of points. I want to go further than that. Why should we keep all the wordings here and miss some of them? And how carefully could we worry about, or should we worry about, the essence? For example, if one of those verses is translated, purity of heart comes from that clear ocean. Grow wings and you will recognize the pure water. Isn't it different if we say purity of heart comes from the clear layers? Grow wing and you will recognize the pure layers. Those layers are the relationship with the other world, which is the layers and the vein and all that stuff. I believe we should try to keep the most important part of the references. Because if you're trying to translate a poem to a journalistic written that anybody could read and understand, you're missing the point. Because in this language, poetic language means something. First of all, who knows what does it mean, poem in Persian language? Sher, what does it mean? Let's make that guy run away again.
Yeah.
It means sher.
Well, it comes from feel. The word char is to feel.
And?
And it means poetry as well.
What is shu'ur?
Feeling. Shu'ur, but it also means hair.
Share a deep meaning of the word poem in Arab language means consciousness. It's not the feeling, it's that feeling that you are. You're conscious of your being here. And in Persian language, we add something to it. In Persian language, it means the highest intelligence. It means the intelligence. And they believe that this is, you need to be intelligent to read this. Or by reading this, you will become intelligent. Or this is the intelligence manifested itself. Right? So the question is intelligence over there. What will enlighten you is the essence of poem to us. I mean, in that culture, the juice of consciousness and understanding of everything is this. Therefore, if two persons will challenge each other with this form of communication, it will be called mushairi. But as it happens, traditionally, it's the decay by rituals and things like that now have made it that mushairi for Iranian means that I will read one verse and you should read another verse no matter what that begins with the alphabet that my verses ended. Pure form. You see, the essence is not there anymore. At the time of Rumi, the essence is there. Two poets will communicate with poems.
It's called mushaara.
Or they,
It's called mushaara.
Mushaara, yeah, that's it. Mushaara is to connect intelligently really, with this form of intelligence. Right? So, we are looking at it, and there are some words that I insist and I will stop and I'll say this is it, this refers to that and that and that and that, because that's what it is all about. If you look for a definition for poem, you will find different one with different literal attitude. Everybody will give you some definition. If you ask for a definition 100 years ago from an Iranian, he will tell you that poetic language is a language which is equal with the rhyme. You see, that equal one was the first requirement, right? Then is the rhyme and blah 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 blah. They will count if you let them a couple of hundred, but it will come to 4 or 5 points over there to define the poem. And all of them has been debated. There are people that accept this or that or that or that. There is one which has never been debated. Of course, in classic times they didn't talk about it, and it's about the provocation of imagination. Poem should provoke your imagination. That's the artistic part. The rest, which could be debated, are technical parts, linguistic parts, right? Literal parts. The artistic part is this. It should provoke your imagination. Means that the poem is a condensed form of information that should explode in your imagination literally. Explode.